One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, downtown San Francisco, but emanating all over this great land of ours of remaining. This is the only nationally syndicated show that's just going to pop up right in between all your sports programming to talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. I've been doing this show some 20 years. So I want you to be a part of it. My unpaid correspondent coming out there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Don't be shy. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. It'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening. And questions, comments, or concerns, we are here for you. Also, this show, we will, as always, give away a brand new game. 40 after, you just use my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, to win that. Also use that email address to ask for a cheat code. That's at the end of the show, about 50 minutes. That's when I give out the code. It's usually for an older game. Send them in and I'll look it up for you. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are on CRN Digital, Plus 2 Cable Radio Network Channel, Tune Cable Provider. We are proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Also, Sirius XM 211 in progress. That's right. See the man. See the man. Dan Patrick Channel. Great to be on Sirius. And SBNationLive.com as we go through that great network at Houston, Texas as well. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll also have a interview this week coming up at 25 after the hour, so in just a little over 15 minutes. I'll also tell you what's new this week, the new releases, and when something becomes new, then other games move down the shelf and become more affordable, usually. If you want to tweet or X at me, it's at Rick Tittle, enunciate my T's, but we now have less than an hour to get the show in the video.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. If you'd like to chime in, it is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. It was, coming up in the next segment, by the way, we have an interview, but it was 38 years ago this weekend that the NES hit the shelf, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And I remember, damn, you're old, I guess. But at the start of the 1980s, video games were arcade machines. We had a couple of home systems. Of course, the Atari 2600 was where it was at back in the day. And Nintendo had this guy, Mr. Uemura, and he had been taken over from Sharp, and they wanted him to develop some light gun technologies at Nintendo. And he spent 6 months taking apart the 2600 and also the Magnavox, and he studied the circuitry, and he came up with the 8-bit Famicom. The Famicom was what we call the Nintendo Entertainment System. Famicom was in Japanese, means family computer, which was a perfect way of going about marketing that system, because you could tell your mom and dad, it's not just for me, it's for the whole family. And now these traditional roles that people had, people might be offended these days, but it was like, mom, you could keep all your recipes on it, and dad, you could have blueprints on how to build a shack or something. but that was never what it was. It was a video game system for sure. And what's interesting too, in Japan in 1984, the government modified an act regulating places like bars and casinos to keep arcades out. Said it impacted public morals, as they said. So that means that if you couldn't get into a bar or casino, you couldn't play a video game. So you had to play at home. Now, to capitalize on the American market, they required a totally different touch. And Uemura had a talk one time at NYU, and he said that he was looking at the front-loading design because VCRs were huge in America at the time. And putting it into the front of the system, then pressing the cartridge down, so you get the brass-plated nickel connectors, hitting the cartridge slot connector pins there. And then, of course, the frequent use can actually wear down the pins, which could lead to a flawed connection, but then you would close the door. And for years, a lot of gamers sort of propagated the myth that blowing on the cartridges cleared out the dust, which what it did was it exacerbated the problem if it put any moisture from their breath as well. But, and I remember a friend of mine, he'd always say, "Can I borrow your tapes?" Like, "What? Your Nintendo tapes?" I'm like, "Those aren't tapes." "Yeah, they are." I go, "You think there's tape in there?" But of course, the most memorable and successful accessory was the Zapper. That was the name of the light gun. And Uemura said, "America loves guns." And for better or worse, yes, we do. And I think most of us at that time, and maybe if you're younger, you have it retro, but you had the Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt dual cartridge that came with the light gun. And the funny little dog, he would retrieve. Remember, he would retrieve all your ducks. And that was the primary gateway to a lifelong hobby. And there are, you know, if you think about over the years, all the games that we played on that original system, and you look back to Super Mario and Zelda and Metroid. But in 1990, Nintendo had more than 90% of the U.S. game market. And that was because they had a very rigid third-party licensing agreement that really still serves now as a major precedent. And game developers that wanted to publish games for the NES had to agree to an exclusive licensing deal, which meant they couldn't port them out to other consoles. And then Nintendo had veto power to approve each game and to make sure they had a high standard of quality. And you look at Konami, Capcom, which was Captain Commando, Taito, Namco, they all participated in this. And, you know, those are all very prominent developers today. And if you're a Castlevania fan, you can thank Nintendo and the NES for that, because even Square and Enix saw great success in putting Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest on the NES. And then 20 years after, they merged into Square Enix. And so all the success and rapid sales, the NES didn't even break the top 10 best-selling video games at all time at roughly 62 million units to date. I mean, even the PSP sold more, but those were early days. And those were the breakthrough days. And so I mentioned Masayuki Uemura. He told Used Games magazines, quote, "When console games were popularized and presented to everyone, it felt like we were all exploring a new frontier of dreams together. Some people may occasionally have wasted their money on a bad game here or there. Both creators and players were obsessed with games then. I believe there's still wonder to be found in that older generations of games," end quote. And he was right. Because the NES Classic Edition, which is that dedicated little emulator that has 30 NES classics on it, that rolled out in 2016, and it sold over 2 million units immediately. It just sold out. And so they had to wait till 2017 to put out more, and that sold out. And then 2018 came out, and they sold out. But the lasting legacy of this, of course, lies with what we have now, and that's the Switch, and that has sold nearly 130 million units. And with patents for what could be the successor to the Switch, now is as good as time as any to remember where this all came from at the back. And I know I was reading Kotaku about all the systems. Remember that little robot guy? I mean, Nintendo almost always got it right, even when they were dancing to the beat of their own drum, like we're putting out a GameCube, when PS2 is like, we have Blu-ray, it's a new thing, and then Xbox is like, we play DVDs, and it's like, we're going to do neither, and we're not even going to be as high def as you were putting out the GameCube. And like, we have a PS3, and we have Xbox 360, and then Nintendo says, well, we have something called the Wii, and it's going to be a motion detector, and you won't be able to find one. I remember when I got my Wii, I went to this place that's not even in business anymore. I think it was called Game Crazy in Pinole, California. It's in the Bay Area here and East Bay. And I just said, just by any chance, are there any Wiis? And he goes, there are two that are reserved. And the guy has until closing. And the deal is, if he's not here, then it goes up. I said, what time do you close? He goes, 9. I said, if I'm here at 8:59 and he's not, can I have it? He's like, yeah. So that's what happened. And I'm sure you have stories like that about different consoles. But anyway, 38 years ago, Nintendo changed a lot of our lives for the better. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And by the way, after the interview, we will go back to the phone lines if you want at 1-800-878-PLAY. And I will give away a brand new game, as I always do, as well. So I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show video game developer Martin Stelik. He is here from Destructive Creations, joining us live from Polska, and they're going to talk about the new game War Mongrels, which is set in World War II. Martin, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Give us a little bit more info. War Mongrels.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on the show with this handsome genius moderator yourself. So War Mongrels is a real-time tactics game in the vein of Commandos, Shadow Tactics, or Desperados that listeners might know. We created a game around the events that happened during World War II on the Eastern Front, because usually most games and movies, etc., are based on the events that happened in the West, D-Day, Paris or France in general, and the UK. And we try to focus more in our direction, of course, in something that's closer to us. I myself am actually from Prague, Czech Republic, but the studio and most of the people who work in Destructive Creations are from Poland, or actually from Silesia. It's the east, the southern part of Poland. Definitely want me to say that instead of old. Actually our studio is located in the town of Gliwice, where you could say that the war actually started, because at that time Gliwice was part of Germany, and the Germans staged an attack on a radio tower in Gliwice, which was one of the attacks that was done under a false flag and was one of the reasons the Germans said it was one of the reasons why they attacked Poland. And so from all of this, we're trying to bring close to what we know about the war, what's close to the region, what's close to people, because actually even the characters in the game are some of them based on the people that guys from our studio know, like my colleague's grandfather, for example, who was a coal miner in the region and then got drafted by the German army, was forced to fight for Germany, but then he deserted, escaped from the front, and tried to avoid the war. So we're getting inspiration from real events, from real people, real locations. We're trying to make it basically as historically accurate as possible, while, of course, bringing some information to the gamers. I don't want to say we want them to learn something about history, but find out something in a kind of, I don't want to say fun, but approachable way. And while having a good RTT experience.
No doubt, and well said. Silesia, such a rich coal mining area, part of Prussia for a long time, and now back being Poland again. But I think about Operation Barbarossa and Kursk, the big tank battle. You're right, so much that went on the Eastern Front. Let's talk about the gameplay. As you say, it's top-down RTS type of game. Let's talk about the actual gameplay, please.
So we have up to 7 characters in the game, playable ones. You don't get all of them at once, but you play usually with 2 to 4 characters. We also have actually a multiplayer co-op, so you can play with a friend. And as you said, you're looking top down. You see your characters, you see your enemies, and you have to find your way through the levels, avoiding those enemies, getting rid of them when needed, and getting to the end of the map to fulfill your goal, be it killing an officer, finding some important documents, or basically just getting somewhere and finding out what's happening, which is one of the for example, one of the early levels where you hear where you hear shooting somewhere in the distance, and you don't really know what's happening. You're just trying to find some food and gas to go on, but then you realize that these atrocities are happening there. It's just actually Ponary, where a lot of Jews and Poles and Ukrainians, etc., were executed. But back to the gameplay. So each of those characters has different set of skills, different set of weapons they can use. But the main goal is to sneak through the levels, not raise any attention, because then all the enemies are going to be onto you and most probably kill you. But in that case, we still have what we call the action mode, where you can just switch to a twin stick shooter mode and shoot your way through, which does give you some possibility of success, but is usually just leads to death. But it's another way you can play. You have different skills or items that you can use. So you can lure enemies to certain points where you can kill them. You can pick up their bodies, hide them in closets, in bushes. Just put them behind a closed door, you can tear down walls. Some of them, of course, not all. You can confuse enemies by flashing a flashlight in their eyes, for example, etc. Different type of ways with different types of characters that you can use to go through the levels. I think what I would want to mention here as well is that there's always more than one way to go through the level. So you can choose your own style. You can choose, you can prefer one of the characters that's available. So you may play with one more than with the other. So that's up to the player, how they choose to play, and they can maybe replay the levels in a completely different way later on as well.
One more question for you. You mentioned the atrocities, and not just on the German side, but the Stalin and the Red Army as well. You know, a lot of times I think gamers, in the vein of keeping it arcade and light and fun, would avoid that. But you guys are from back there. It's important to you to tell that story and get that in the game, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we want to, you know, it's still a game on one hand. So you're supposed to enjoy it in the way of having the challenge and going through the game and experiencing the gameplay itself. But if you're interested, if you want to go past that, we also have what we call war diaries within the game. There are actually short history films that you unlock as you progress through the game, so we can watch those and learn a bit more about the history. But if you're not interested, it's just a background for the whole story. It gives some meaning to why the characters are doing what they're doing. And of course, there's some twists in there as well. So it just helps us create the world where for the players to progress through, basically.
And then your favorite part of the game, what would that be?
All of them. me personally, because not everything is happening only in the East. We also visit France. Mm-hmm. And France, that's I think there's two levels in France, and that's my favorite part because it's completely different from the basically the destroyed Warsaw, for example, or the front lines. And you go to the parts of France where the war didn't have such an impact as in Poland, for example, or the north, of course, during D-Day, where people in a way led kind of normal lives still, although under the control of Germany. But it's so different. It's colorful. You get the French music and everything. So that's nice. That's probably my favorite part of that. Mentioning music as well, I'd like to mention that the music was done by Adam Skorupa, a famous Polish composer who, apart from others, did the music for the Witcher series, the series of the games, I mean. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also something that's worth mentioning because it kind of helps to create the atmosphere of war and despair, I would say, as well.
Very nice. Just really quick, what happened with Czech Republic? We're supposed to say Czechia now, is that right?
Yeah, we kind of wanted to create a shorter name for the country so that you don't have to say Czech Republic every time. Okay. So so the government came up with Czechia. So we take both, Czech Republic or Czechia.
Right.
I don't like Czechia personally, but...
No, people don't like change. All right, we've been speaking with Martin Stelic from Destructive Creations. I love your logo for Destructive Creations, that mushroom cloud as it comes in. The game's called War Mongrels.
Play the whole animation.
Yes, it's a great animation. War Mongrels for the PS4 and the PS5, joining us from Poland. Martin, congratulations on the game, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Nice talking to you.
Good stuff. Bye, all right, goodbye. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, that and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it is 40 after the hour, so it's time to give away a brand new game. Yeah, that's right. I said brand new game. So come on in and get hurt wherever you might happen to be listening. And to win the game, what you do is you you email me rick@sportsbyline.com is what... The best way to go about that, and rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll get that game to you. What do you think of that?
I think it's cool.
Do you? All right. The game the game is this, by the way, it's the second correct answer to win this game. It's a very easy question. The game's called Back to the Dawn, and this is developed by Metalhead Games, published by Spiral Up Games, too. Here's the summary. In a world of animals of every shape and size, Thomas the Fox has been falsely imprisoned. In this choice-based RPG, seek to prove not only Thomas's innocence, but also reveal the truth behind the mysterious conspiracy surrounding the city's mayor. So, this is very kind of top-down looking RTS type of game. It is for the PC. And it has no rating. Ooh, means everybody can play it. My question is Thomas a fox or an ocelot?
Didn't you just...
I know, I did.
But you just...
Yes, I did. Thomas the Fox or Thomas the Ocelot? Let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer gets Back to the Dawn from Metalhead Games and Spiral Up Games for the PC. There you go. As I have been playing, we'll get to the new releases here in a minute. As I have been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, and I've been playing that a lot, and that's in Season 6, and they just had this thing called The Haunting where you would collect souls, and then you would trade them in for stuff, and I traded them in for just about everything, and... if you played 10 days or if you logged in 10 days out of 20, it would keep going up till you got this shotgun with spooky, colorful little skins, as it usually is, right? And as Call of Duty is. And so I had that. And getting ready for the 10th. Which is when they're going to be coming out with Modern Warfare 4. But if you pay, now I'm getting one free, knock on wood. I usually get one free, a code, and then I get another code, and I give it away on the air, like I just did with that game that I was talking about. So I hope that's true. But, so I'm not going to pay for it if I'm going to get it. Get it, got it good? Yes. But if you paid... pre-ordered, you got to play the beta of the campaign. And I saw in a review by Simon Cardi of IGN who got to play the full campaign. And on a scale of 1 to 10, he gave it a 4 for the campaign. Now, I'll be honest with you. I never... All that used to be before we got online was just campaign. And we didn't even really call it that. We just called it single player. You know, there were some co-op things that you could do, or maybe on a LAN you could go 1v1, but PvP. But no, the multiplayer. And then, of course, once I got the PS3 and I realized, oh, it's free to play online, and Xbox had XBLA, which you had to pay. So I started playing on a PS3 because it was free. And then by the time the PS4 and the PS5 came out, it wasn't free anymore. But that's all right. And then I don't really play the campaign. Although the campaign for Modern Warfare 2 is actually pretty good. And there's incentives. You get weapons for multiplayer if you get through that. And some of it was very hard. I think most of the complaints over the years for those campaigns is that the AI is ridiculously dumb. In other words, you can shoot a guy and hide, and everybody looks around for you. And then 8 seconds later, they're like, ah, I guess he left. And they just go about their business again. Or else there's four guys shooting at you, and you have the time to pull a bead on each one, shoot that guy, and then that guy, and that guy, and that guy. Okay. But according to IGN, and you can read the article yourself, I just want to read you this one little little blurb on it. Modern Warfare 3 has perhaps the worst Call of Duty single-player campaign I've played. It's shallow, dull, and plays less like the greatest hits and more like underbaked cover versions of missions past. It's too busy looking back at former glories rather than focusing on making any new moments worth remembering, wrapped up in a borderline incoherent story with nothing to say. The only part we haven't seen in campaign before falls flat, bizarrely cobbling together pieces of the Warzone mode and actively bad sandbox missions, abandoning all of what made Call of Duty so great at its peak, and instead delivering a dull string of missions that amount to a thoroughly disappointing handful of hours. Once again, it's from Simon Cardy of IGN. Now, there's the other thing to remember. When you make a Call of Duty game every year, okay, under Activision's umbrella, you make a new one every year. What does that mean? It's like, well, they're really busy. They are, but they have different developers. For me, because I'm such a big Call of Duty 2 fan, which is the whole reason I bought an Xbox 360 at the time, I thought, oh, it's too much. And I saw that. I'm like, I have to own that game, so I have to own the console. Did not regret it. Amazing game. But that was Infinity Ward. They made the first one. Then they started, and it usually takes 2 years at least to make a good game. So they would stagger it, and they would say, okay, Infinity Ward, you get every even year, and then we'll give Treyarch the other one. And so then Treyarch stunk, and then Treyarch started using the same engine that Infinity Ward was, and then Treyarch started making better games. But then Sledgehammer came in, and they did that ridiculous Call of Duty game where you're gangsters, which was a horrible game. I still played it for 50 hours. Man, was that a bad game. So Sledgehammer's big new addition, what the reviewer was talking about, is the introduction of what they call, quote, open combat missions, which is half of the campaign. They're multi-objective areas that let you tackle tasks in any order you want, which is nice, but it's a scenario where these missions are basically sandbox, and it does not fit in to a single player story mode, and it sort of feels at odds of what Modern Warfare and the trilogy of it is supposed to do. And in other words, taking Warzone and then DMZ and then bleed that into the level design and leveling on the relying on the same mechanics. So scavenging for better weapons and gear from stashes. You know, if you would want that, then why wouldn't you just play Warzone? You know, Battle Royale solo. Why would you go to campaign? So, I mean, it gives you the freedom to, you know, scour some weapon caches and stuff, and you can, you know, there's endlessly spawning enemies, as always, in campaign modes. But there is also an interesting idea in here somewhere when you think about how they didn't want to just go cookie cutter again, I guess. By the way, there are they're all solo character missions. The communication to team members, there ain't none. So you could say you wanted a sense of camaraderie, and you don't have that either. So three practically identical objectives to be completed in each of the open combat missions, and they all end up blending into this sort of rinse and repeat experience, playing it over and over again, just in different places. And one particular chapter called High Rise had a little bit of excitement because you were ascending multiple floors of an apartment building, hunting down a target, but that apparently was the only really fun one. But it takes place in the opener in a very dark, rainy gulag, which comes from Verdansk, of course, a famous map from that they've had. And also, it is the war zone Verdansk map as well. And it's sort of like the Captain Price rescue mission from the game before as well. So, you know, listen, it's hard when you try. I'm not making excuses for Call of Duty, but it's hard when you try to every year come out with a new game and then try to put a little spin on it and say, now we're doing this and now we're doing that. And the public is usually going to go, eh. I mean, I just think about Fallout 76. It's like, what do you mean it's online now? What do you mean other players can kill me? This makes no sense. It's stupid. I hate it. Blah, blah, blah. So it is hard sometimes to reinvent yourself like that. All right, let's take a look at some of the new releases this week on all the big boy consoles and your phones, Android and Apple. Football Manager 2024, season 2023-2024. Home Safety Hotline is actually a game on the PC. Neverending Beyond, another cartoony game for the PC. The Invincible, PC, Xbox X and S and PS5. It's got an astronaut helmet with a skull in it in the sand. It's kind of a cool cover if you want to judge it by that, right? Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden, PS5, PC, X and S. Kill It With Fire VR. This is a PS5 VR game. It's got a big spider on it. Plate Up. This is for the PS4 and 5, the Xbox One, X and S, and Switch. RoboQuest for the X and S and PC. Salt and Sacrifice. This is PC and Switch. Spellforced, Conquest of EO, PS5, Xbox, SNS. Stronghold Definitive Edition. This is one of those tower defense knights in shining armor type of games for the PC. Typecast on the PC. Artifice War Tactics on the PC. We also have the Evercade Duke Nukem Collection 1 and 2. Those are both out as well this week. Gunhead for the PC and PS5. Wantless, Solace at World's End for the PC. While the Iron's Hot for all the big boy systems. Also, Berserk Recharged. Intruder alert, intruder alert. I love Berserk. On all the systems except the Xbox One. Catan Console Edition. This is a hexagonal game for the Switch. Cuisinier for the PC. And finally, Double Dragon Advance for all the big systems. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code, and we'll do that next right here on Sports Byline USA.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Tom. Tom wants Grand Theft Auto 5. How do I get the Buzzard Attack Helicopter on the PS3? This is one of the coolest codes ever, and this also works on the Xbox 360. To spawn one of them bad boys, on the PS3, you go circle, circle, L1, circle, 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 L1, L2, R1, triangle, circle. I know. Email me, I'll tell it to you. Circle, circle, L1, circle, 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 L1, L2, R1, triangle, circle. On the Xbox 360, in the middle of the game, go BB, LB, BBB, LB, LT, RB, Y, B, Y. Once again, BB, LB, BBB, LB, LT, RB, Y, B, Y. And you will get that bad boy. And everyone will be scared of you. Yes. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We will do it again next week. Until then, here comes 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming. Thank you.